As police departments around the country consider adding aerial surveillance technology to their toolkits, civil liberties advocates and some citizens want assurance the technology won't be used to spy on citizens suspected of no wrongdoing.
We're going to thoroughly vet the public's opinions on the use of aerial surveillance platforms by the Los Angeles Police Department before they are ever deployed.
That's LAPD Chief Charlie Beck deflecting criticism of the department's two new drones.
The Los Angeles Police Department will never, ever give up public confidence for a piece of police equipment.
Beck prefers the euphemism unmanned aerial vehicles to avoid the association between the department's new surveillance aircraft and the weaponized systems used abroad by the military and the CIA. The LAPD drones look like toy helicopters. They have a 10-minute battery life and can hover no more than 400 feet from the ground, and they carry sophisticated cameras. The Seattle Police Department bought the mini drones in 2012, using $80,000 in federal grants. But when residents learned about the program, there was pushback, and the Seattle PD mothballed the devices until the LAPD agreed to take them. Angelenos have a good reason to question how and when the UAVs will be used. In 2012, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department tested a surveillance camera mounted on a Cessna plane and flew it over the city of Compton, capturing high-resolution video of everything in a 10-square-mile area. There was uproar from the Compton citizens and community leaders when they learned about the test long after the fact. Doug Honig, a spokesman for the ACLU of Washington State, says his concern is not just the capability of today's UAVs, but how more advanced drone technology could be used and abused in the future.
They're going to have things like high-power zoom lenses. They'll be able to use thermal imaging. They'll potentially be able to use radar to look through the walls of homes and businesses. They'll use facial recognition software. All these things potentially will be available to domestic drones, and they're going to be cheaper because the research is going into it, and the nation's largest aerospace manufacturers are very interested in developing the domestic drone market.
The solution, Honig says, is to rigorously vet the technology and put formal guidelines and restrictions on it right now. Seattle residents pushed back on the police drone program after the information about it came out. Privacy advocates say public dialogue needs to begin well before police departments invest in the technology. And some privacy advocates say electronic police surveillance without a warrant is never acceptable.
Well, if a police department says we are going to go through our own vetting process and we are going to be very careful before we spy on someone, what they are saying is we are going to violate the Constitution, but trust us.
That's author and activist David Swanson. He was instrumental in drafting a resolution last year in his hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia, that called for a 2-year moratorium on any kind of drone use. Since then, 8 other U.S. cities have followed Charlottesville's lead. Swanson admits that some of the resolutions are symbolic only, but the public engagement and dialogue that helped create them is important.
When you put a camera up in the sky and videotape everything that's happening on the ground below, which is what these things do, you are not going to a court and getting a warrant describing what you're searching for and when and from whom and on what grounds, and then conducting that narrow search. You are conducting a widespread search of everybody.
Privacy isn't the only concern about police drones. Safety has come under question after a couple of police drone crashes in Texas. The Federal Aviation Administration allows law enforcement to send up drones in urgent situations, like search and rescue operations, as long as they have a special certificate of authorization. But it doesn't require operators to have any special license or any skills. The FAA's $63 billion next-gen upgrade is supposed to address safety issues. NextGen promises to modernize air traffic control systems and allow for remotely piloted aircraft in civilian airspace, but draft regulations have not yet been made public. For now, little is stopping local police departments from buying and using UAVs as they please, until and unless citizens learn about it and push back. Larry Buell, FSRN, Los Angeles.